Welcome to the Farmer's Calendar essay for October 2007. This month's essay is read by the author Castle Freeman, Jr.
Nobody knows for sure what accounts for the cycle in the lives of oak trees in which they make a huge crop of acorns every 4 or 5 years after several years of far lower production. Some botanists say the superabundant years are due to ideal weather conditions when the trees are in flower. Some think the wide swings in acorn production are adapted to foil insect parasites. In a big year, a mast year, so-called, the woods seem to be flooded with acorns. They're treacherous underfoot. Going down a woods road in an acorn super year is like walking on marbles. An acre of oak woods in a normal year may produce 250,000 acorns. In a mast year, that crop might be doubled or trebled. Whatever causes it, the extraordinary production of acorns is good news in the forest. Acorns are the bread of the woods. Deer, bear, squirrels, wild turkeys, partridge thrive in mast years. If you take to the woods in the spring following a bountiful acorn year, you'll be hard-pressed to find a handful. That tidal wave of acorns has been consumed on the spot, or it has been cached by squirrels in safe places, some of them so safe that the provident squirrels themselves have overlooked them. Those acorns are the ones that will grow the oaks, that will make the acorns, that will turn the ankles of our grandchildren.
That was delightful, Castle. Thank you. This essay also appears in the 2007 Old Farmer's Almanac. I'm Janice Stillman, the editor of the Old Farmer's Almanac. Thank you for listening, and have a great day.